I first read The Hunger Games, I guess, back when it came out, which was a long time ago now, and was really drawn into the world of it. I loved what it was saying about the world we were living in this sort of veiled way, and having this kind of strong lead character that I related to was really exciting. When I got the offer to narrate the audiobook, I was sort of blown away, first off, because it's such an iconic book and it means so much to so many people, and the movies mean so much to so many people. So I was daunted by the task, but also really thrilled by it because of the kind of internal nature of the book. It's so inside of Katniss's head, so all of her thoughts and her feelings are really like front and center. So it's kind of a wonderfully emotional read. There were a few different challenges. I'd never done an audiobook before, so just the kind of clarity and focus that it requires over a long period of time was challenging, making sure that everything was being visually kind of imagined while emotionally going through it. But I guess the differentiating of different characters and switching between them on the fly was quite challenging and my favorite part also of the process. Working on voice on Orphan Black probably helped a lot in terms of embodying different characters just sonically. But I don't have I can't use my body in the same way. You know, you do have to kind of rein it in a sense. So it's different. It feels like when I used to read books to my little brother, that kind of thing of like acting it out for him. It really felt like that. Yeah. I don't think I ever did an audiobook before this. And my prep for it was different in terms of it is just more of an internal process. You don't have a scene partner to play off of. I was by myself. But it is a different process because you don't have that in the moment, what's my partner sending me? So you have to be your own partner. So I guess, in a sense, Orphan Black set me up for that kind of work, but also just like imagination and loving to read and all of that comes into play. And in terms of prep, it was like vocal stuff and specificity of the images and then just being present and making sure that I stayed present throughout. My favorite part of the book is the stuff with Caesar Flickerman because the character's intentions are so opposite when he's interviewing Peeta and Katniss, and they sort of have all of these secrets and these things that they're playing, and he's kind of this complete different energy, which is really fun to switch between. And then also I really not enjoyed but was drawn in by the death of Rue. It was a really moving part to read and record, and yeah, it was surprising and engaging in a way that the whole book feels kind of like it's building up to. I hated singing in that scene. No, I loved singing in that scene. I felt it was great because I didn't have to be good at singing. I've listened to quite a few audiobooks recently. I listened to Lincoln in the Bardo, and Steve Martin's book, Born Standing Up, was one of my favorites because I like him a lot. I like that voice. My favorite place to listen, probably on bike or on transit. I would want Peter Sellers to read the audiobook of my life because he could do all those voices, all those characters.